We are seeing unprecedented numbers of PEC residents sleeping on couches, living in tents, in their cars, sleeping in doorways, and sometimes in motels supported through Pelas or the Salvation Army. In 2022, over 10% of people who used our income tax filing program were without housing or about to lose their housing. 31% of the 550 people who filed taxes had secure and affordable housing, not the majority. 10% of students in our Inspire program for youth employment experienced homelessness while in the program. We're supporting youth while they're living in their cars, on other people's couches, or living with partners or families who are dangerous or abusive. And these are bright, hopeful, creative, and resilient young people who manage to, with immense struggle, participate in employment training despite the lack of a very basic need. At the end of March, we were in contact with 17 people who were without housing or at risk of losing their housing. This last week, it was 7 people. Here's what we hear every day. I need to do something to get arrested so I can have a place to stay. I'm scared of going to shelters in Belleville or Kingston. It's not safe for me. They're full and they don't take people from outside.